one of the most flagrant lies that were brandished by Tony Blair for going to war on Iraq was that sending our troops, bombarding the country, killing the Iraqi people, would somehow, some way, pave the road to a Palestinian state. 20 months on, and we're further from a Palestinian state than ever before. For the past few months, hundreds of Palestinians have seen their homes demolished. More and more Palestinian land has been illegally occupied. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed, wounded, and maimed. And this government does nothing. One of the most active organizations promoting the rights of the Palestinian people here in Britain and across Europe is Friends of Al-Aqsa. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce a stalwart of the anti-war movement and the rights of the Palestinian people. It's Chairman Ismail Patel.
Welcome, comrades, to Britain. I would just like to say thank you for all the people throughout Europe who have gathered here today. Unfortunately, it's 5 years. We are entering the fifth year of the Al-Aqsa Intifada, where over 3,000 people have given their lives, and the Israelis has murdered these people in cold blood, most of them innocent. Tens of thousands have been injured, and we, the European people, need to galvanize and to ensure that this does not carry on. We have ensured that the Berlin Wall has been brought down, yet in front of our very eyes, a monstrosity, an apartheid wall is being built throughout the cities and villages of Palestine. And we need to work and make sure this has been brought down as soon as possible. We call upon our governments. We should call upon our governments that are supplying arms to the Israeli army so that they can maintain their occupation. We make sure that this stops as soon as possible, and we go back and ensure that the boycott campaign against Israel is started. We call upon the people throughout Europe to make sure that we stand together, and we stand as a majority voice now. We are no longer the minority. And it is the efforts of you to go back home and to ensure that these people put people in power who will bring about our views so that this world becomes much more safer for us and everybody else throughout the world. Finally, I would like to say that our governments, while they're spending millions and millions on arms, it is time that we invested this on education, on health, for ourselves and for the poor of this world. I would like to end with one reminder. Last week, a 12-year-old girl sitting for her exams in a United Nations school in the city of Gaza. While she was writing her exams, a bullet penetrated her forehead. That bullet was fired by the Israeli army, and they would want us to tell us, or want us to believe, that she was a security threat. I say this cannot be acceptable in this world, and it is time we boycotted our countries, companies that support the state of Israel, and we must carry on until we see the freedom of the Palestinian people. We must act so that whether they are Jews, Christians, Muslims or non-believers, all people, as long as they're human beings, they live as equal humans wherever they are. Thank you very much.